It's now time for a one-on-one with a professional, and we're joined by the Salvation Army's Brian Brindley, who's a director, big time here, but director of the Red Shield Club. What is the Red Shield Club?
Red Shield Club is an after-school program. We also do a summer care. So we do educational piece after school. So we watch the kids about from 4 o'clock to about 6 o'clock, pick up at several different schools around here. We are kindergarten through 5th grade. And so we pride ourselves in being able to do a homework and an education piece before the parents get off work and pick their kids up. Also, we do a faith-based curriculum with the children.
And so when did this all start? Is this like a national program, or is it something that was started here in town?
Salvation Army has been doing this in Bartonsville for a number of years. I see adults sometimes walking around in Walmarts and stuff that remember going to the Red Shield Club when they were younger. So we've been doing it for quite some time.
And, you know, it's a year-long thing, correct?
Yes.
It just happens a year-long?
Year-long thing. So if you're interested in your kids going to the Salvation Army and being a part of the Red Shield Club, not everybody gets off work at 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So for those parents that get off at 5:30 or 6 or so, we actually pick up on buses at the schools, bring the kids to the Salvation Army, have an amazing time. So on Fridays we have chapel day and movie day and all kinds of stuff. But we'll actually do homework with the kids and help the kids with homework. So by the time parents get there and pick them up, you go home, you do laundry, you cook dinner. Homework is not one of those pieces you necessarily have to worry about. So
there's a good chance for, and a lot of people who I guess who are volunteering or working with the Red Cross having a great time as well and kind of mentoring these kids, I suppose.
Yeah, working with the Salvation Army, yes. So we have a lot of volunteers that come in, and let's say that we have a child that's behind in school and reading. We actually have paras and people with teaching degrees that work in early childhood, brain development, that kind of stuff, that come in and can actually work with the child and get them caught back up again.
And so at the Salvation Army, is this kind of your pride and joy here, your project?
I love the children's piece. I love the children's piece. So that's just one aspect of what the Salvation Army does. We also, this time of year is coming up where we're doing the bell ringing again. We also do the food baskets for Thanksgiving. Angel trees are coming up again this year. Mm-hmm. So this part of the year is a very, very busy time for us.
And I think it's interesting. This is the first time I think I've ever heard about the Red Shield Club. I think most people, or at least I, and people maybe like-minded like me, think of the bell ringing. And they mm-hmm. think of the giant kettle out of the Cowboy Stadium, and that's really about all we think about. But
yeah.
You guys do all sorts of things for all sorts of ages and demographics and thing people for the community.
Oh, yes, just tons of things. And so we have a saying, if you can't roof someone's house, ring a bell. Because if you ring a bell, you make that difference. So through our social services and everything else that we do, not only with children, but also with adults, with Parent Connect, with getting involved in families, we walk very strongly with the United Way and a lot of other agencies in town. So we kind of come at making a difference in a family through a community type approach. So whatever skill sets that we don't have to help people, we pride ourselves in being able to find. So ringing the bells and helping in that whole process, or giving money into a kettle, makes an enormous amount of difference.
Well, let's talk about that. Ringing the bell, I would assume it's a really good fundraiser for you all. It's been happening for years and years and years, so if it ain't broke, don't fix it. One thing I think a lot of people are kind of interested in or concerned about, I guess, and there's so many different organizations you can give to, is are their dollars going back into the community that they are giving it from? As opposed to, you know, if I'm giving a dollar here in Bartlesville, I don't necessarily want to go see it happen in Montana. It doesn't benefit
That's
my
right.
community or my people. So people, you know, they donate their money. Is that going directly back into the community?
All of that money stays right here in Bartonsville, every single dime of it. So any money that we donate or we put into a kettle here in Bartonsville stays right here at the Salvation Army. Yes, it does.
I think that's super important. Again, you know, you guys do all sorts of different work or help fund all those different kinds of work. You mentioned roofing, but I'm sure there's other things you do as well.
Yeah, now the social services part of the Salvation Army. So that money is broken up, and then we actually help families. So let's just say that a family gets laid off, and their electric's getting ready to be shut off, or they need utility assistance or gas voucher or anything like that. We step in and offer that services. So if a person's just needing a help for a month before they get back up on their feet, we are the very thing that can keep a person from falling or a family from falling and losing their house. So those are the kind of services that we offer. We also have a food program. We also can help a family out with groceries.
And so the Salvation Army is a year-long organization that does things every point in time of the year, not just Christmas and Thanksgiving time.
Yes, so we are working all through the year with helping with families. So our food program is opened up at the Salvation Army from 9 o'clock until noon, Monday through Friday. And then from 1 to 4 every day, Monday through Friday, we do utility pay. So we help with utility assistance. And then, like I said, the Red Shield Club is going on every single day, and then the after-school program. And then in the summertime, we'll average somewhere from around 50 to 60, sometimes 70 kids in the summertime, and it's full-time care. So that would be from 7 in the morning until 6 in the evening.
That's a lot of kids.
That's a lot of kids.
How many volunteers does it take to, not necessarily manage, but to run that program?
You know, in the summertime, we usually have about 7 to 8 staff on hand. And in the school year for after-school program, we'll usually run about 5.
Wow. I mean, it's a good number. I guess you can always use more, though, right?
Yes, always use more help. And so we encourage anybody that would like to be a part of the Salvation Army to go online. You can go to volunteerfirst.org, and you can volunteer for all kinds of stuff there, not only in our children's program, but ringing the bells. You can help volunteer in the Red Shield Club. You can help out with social services. We have tons of work to do. This year, especially during our Christmas season when we're doing angel trees, last year was a record year for the Salvation Army. It was just amazing. But our gym will be completely and totally full of angels this year as we're going through bag, just one right after another, and filling the angels this year.
Record Larry Ash year. Let's hope we get another record year this year.
We will.
Let's talk about the angel tree a little bit. Another, again, kind of a holiday. But it's so great because you're helping kids. You're helping children. Yeah. You're helping families give the joy of Christmas to those children.
It's amazing. So if you work at a company or you have a place where you're interested in having angels hung on your tree, so if you have a little Christmas tree in your office, we can bring out angels to you and you can hang them on the tree. People can grab those. And when you're shopping this season, like at Walmart or any place else, you just simply go through and fill those items, drop them off at the Salvation Army. And it's amazing to see the kids come in. So a lot of the children, they're from 12 and under that are on the angel tree. And they have a list of things that they would like, you know, different types of toys, shoes, that kind of stuff. It's an amazing, amazing event. And I tell you, last year when I was involved in handing those out, it was just amazing, man. It was just amazing. We had an awesome, awesome time.
That seems like a special event and moment to be the one that people that gets to hand it out, something like a director would get to do.
It is. It is. It is. So my wife loves to ring the bells with me. And so we love signing up couples to ring the bells. So you never know what's going on the day that you're ringing the bells or where you're going to be. You can sign up for specific places, but sometimes it's snowing outside, and and my wife will take selfies of each other. And then you get to see all kinds of people that are coming in the stores that you know in the community, and you get to have conversations and laugh, and it's just an amazing, amazing time.
And see, I think that's so cool that people who are, I guess, higher up are still out there ringing the bells. They're doing just as much service as anybody else is. It's not just you go volunteer, and you stand out in the cold, and you do this. We're all doing this together. To pitch in.
It is a big, big family environment, I'll tell you. A lot of friends.
Do you have any favorite places to ring the bell?
You know, I used to love ringing the bell at Kmart. But Kmart's gone now.
I've heard that a lot. It's the one that you get to stand indoors, right?
Yes, exactly. So Hobby Lobby is going to be a good location this year. So, and we have several, and then we have the new malls over by the Lowe's store that you'll see us out there as well. So,
well, good. You're making use of the Silver Lake Village and all the stores and shops that are opening up there. Yeah. Hopefully, we'll see a lot of traffic this year.
Oh, I'm telling you. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be a good year this year.
Well, a lot of chances for that. And when does the bell ringing start?
You know, that I'm not sure, but if you go on volunteerfirst.org, you'll see that it starts, I think, sometime in November.
Okay.
But you'd have to go on there. But if you go on that site, you'll see all the information listed. And the other thing is, too, you can call the Salvation Army. And people there will direct you on how to fill out an application or how to volunteer or how to be a part of what we're doing over there.
I think it's cool. One of the things that I've just noticed is growing up in a different state is that the Salvation Army is everywhere, and every time you go, it's somebody different who's out there ringing the bell. And it's really cool just to see the community kind of gather. People from all walks of life, and whether it's rich or poor, big or small, everybody's trying to gather in to help their fellow citizens out. And it's really cool to see the Salvation Army.
It is. And when you're ringing bells and you're volunteering like that, bring the kids with you. It's very healthy to teach a child, hey, look, this is how we take care of people in our community. It's an awesome, awesome program.
I will say that I had an opportunity a couple of times to ring the bells as my scouting growing up, and some of the best memories I've had with some of my friends are through doing that. Some just goofy times and having fun, and hopefully, and I mean, I can't remember specifically how much, but a lot of people came through and were able to donate, and it was amazing just to know that, you know, it's a little bit at a time. It's a little bit of time here, a little bit of time here, but it all adds up over time.
So we'll sign you up this year.
For sure. For sure. So Red Shield Club, Angel Tree that's going on. How many angels are we looking at this year?
Last year, we did almost 1,000. We're hoping to do more than that this year. And actually, we have Angel Tree sign up all this week at the Salvation Army. So at 101 North Busey, you can go there if you're interested in signing your family up to be an angel this year. And there's a whole bunch of staff over there just all over the place signing people up. So we're taking applications all this week.
Are there requirements to sign up to be an angel?
There is. You need to bring proof of income, proof of residency with you, and also birth certificates of all the children in your house under the age of 12.
Okay. So there's a couple of things, not
couple
too bad,
of things, yes.
A couple of things to sign up. Angel Trees is you're trying to go for more than 1,000. You had 1,000 last year. That was a record.
Yeah.
What is the average? I guess we're trying to increase that average, but what has been the average in the past couple of years?
You know, I'm not for sure about that, but you know, last year we had almost 1,000. And our gym was just completely and totally full. And to kind of give you a scope of the volunteers, each one of those angels is taken very, very seriously. It's gone through 3 times. So kind of like Santa Claus said, hey, check it once, check it twice.
Yeah.
We go through it 3 times. So every volunteer will actually grab an angel, and they'll go through one bag at a time, checking off that list, making sure that child gets as close to as exactly what they asked for. It's amazing.
That is really cool. And the best gym to have at that time is a full gym.
Oh, I'm telling you.
So we're, I mean, definitely going to happen this year. We're hoping for it. We're looking forward to it. Ringing the bells. You mentioned this, I believe, earlier, but where can people sign up again to participate in this?
Volunteerfirst.org. So you can go to that website, volunteer, and sign up. And on there, too, is different locations that you can ring the bell. So be aware of the north wind and the direction it's coming
That's
from.
That's right. Plan accordingly for that.
Yeah.
The Red Shield Club, is it too late for people to sign up for that?
No. Anybody that would like to help out with our children's speech, you have to go through a background check. But if you have a skill set, being able to help children with reading, being able to work within different educational pieces of the kids' homework and stuff like that, we are always open to volunteers. And you can volunteer for 2 hours one day a week or one day a month or anything like that, where you can actually come in and work with some of the kids on catching them up. One of the things that we pride ourselves in is being able to give children a love for education. So in our Red Shield Club, we mainly work on education, but we also work on social skills and character building and things like that, giving children life skills that they'll need later. You know, so we really enjoy it. So if anybody wants to volunteer for that, you just simply call us, come in and talk to us, fill out a background check. We do a background check and start setting up that process to get you in there to where you can help work with children.
Very cool. A lot of things going on. Where are you guys located at?
101 North Busey Avenue.
And how can people get in contact with you?
So they can go to volunteerfirst.org. The other thing is our phone number is 918-336-6454. So you can simply call us and talk to us and make contact with us.
We appreciate you coming in this morning. We appreciate the Salvation Army and everything they do here.
Thank you very much.